Hi, welcome to Project Geospatial, and for another interview here at the 2021 GeoIN Symposium here in St. Louis, Missouri. Here with me is Hawkeye 360, and go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Adam Bennett. I'm a product marketing director at Hawkeye 360. So
that's right. Didn't want to get too confused. It threw me off that his name is Adam as well. Right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, shared names. So that's a good start.
So let's talk about Hawkeye 360 for a second.
Sure.
What do you do, and how did you start off? You know, because you're a very unique company in this space. It's not like other geospatial companies. It's not like other satellite geospatial companies that are at these things.
No, that's right. So Hawkeye 360 was founded in 2015, and the founders really set out to introduce something kind of new commercially that had never been done before. They saw how imaging had become a very significant mover in the commercial space, even with the use of small satellites to take advantage of the newer technology. And they felt like if we could apply the similar capability with a small sat, but use it to focus on radio waves, that was really going to open up a new door of opportunity to broaden out kind of the open source data that could be available to a wide range of users, broaden out the user base. Because before that, right, the type of data that we collect has usually been a very small group of people have had access to, usually large governments with very specialized satellites. So the goal was to try to introduce this kind of new data set and really make it more widely available so it could have more impact and usefulness around the world.
Awesome. So what were there any struggles with that? I mean, I've actually been to unique conferences that were more signals focused, and they were thrown off a couple years ago that a commercial company was actually doing that more publicly. What were the struggles of getting that started and bringing that more into the open?
Yeah, and I think the key thing is that the openness, right? Making it something that's a more open data set. And that's actually why we don't consider ourselves actually a SIGINT company, because SIGINT so often can have a lot of misconstrued meaning, right? And you get this idea that someone's trying to break encryption or hack into someone. All we're really focused on is as we pass over, our satellites look down at the Earth, and we see the radio wave energy being emitted like from a ship, as an example. And we can geolocate where that ship is at. So we can actually trilaterate the location of the vessel and tell this is the source of that emission, providing a way to do like tracking of ships that might be trying to hide or involved in illegal fishing.
Sure. And when I say SIGINT, from the Air Force or a military discipline, and even from Keith Masbeck's words in a previous interview with him, dividing that into ELINT and COMET.
Yeah,
what you're
exactly
trying to say is you do not do COMET, you do ELINT.
ELINT's a more appropriate terminology, because we're trying to characterize the signal, geolocate the direction, like where is it coming from. That's a little bit more of an appropriate term.
Exactly. Absolutely. So how have you grown over the last couple of years, and what's Hawkeye 360 look like today?
Yeah, so from its kind of early stage, when it was a small company and just a bright idea, the company was able to be very successful in getting the first satellites launched the end of 2018. And our Pathfinder satellites really demonstrated the capability. It showed it was possible. And what we did is we put up three satellites. They were all about this size, so not very big. We had the set of three that worked together in formation to be able to allow us to do the accurate geolocation, through a kind of a form of triangulation or trilateration is more appropriate. And they worked phenomenally well. In fact, actually, they exceeded expectations. We already started to generate a valuable data set just based off of those initial satellites. And we really learned a lot. That helped us then evolve the technology to where earlier this year, actually in January, we started to put up the first of what I call our workhorse satellites, the ones that are really the ones that go out there and collect large amounts of data, really build out the constellation. We're aiming to increase revisit rate by putting up additional satellites. We're aiming to increase capacity to fill the customer demand because we have a growing customer base that's very interested in this data set. So we want to get as many satellites up there as possible to really improve what we can offer to the customer. So from the early years all the way till now, the company has grown quite rapidly. Our constellation is quickly being deployed. And right now we have around 120 employees in the company. So it's
That's significant.
Yeah, been a very quick start. Quite a lot of growth even just in the last couple of years.
Now you've also made a lot of analytic partnerships recently as well, right? What does that look like? I mean, I think I saw a press release regarding your new partnership with NGA.
So what's great about this is we're working very closely with our initial customer set to make sure we deliver the type of data that they really need, right? And the NGA has been an example of a wonderful partner as we've learned from them on how to meet their requirements. And then we've been working to build out these longer term contracts. And most recently that accumulated in winning a 5-year contract to have this kind of long-term relationship of supplying data sets to the NGA. And why that's going to work wonderfully well is this type of data, you know, it's most essential. We provide dots on a map, right? We say, hey, there's a signal here in this location. This is the type of signal, a little bit of characteristics about it. And that becomes a wonderful additional data layer to add to kind of the standard geospatial data sets. So now when you're, let's say, looking across the world and you're trying to find, you know, areas of interest, by looking for these radio frequency activity, it helps analysts to kind of focus their attention, right? Because where you see radio activity, you know, there's something going on there. There's some type of activity. So it can really narrow down your parameters, like as an example on the ocean, which is so huge. It's like, well, how do you keep track of what's going on in the ocean?
Having imagery there is very difficult to collect.
It's very difficult.
It's too big from a business case to just blindly collect.
Yeah, because how many, you just take a bunch of images, it's just empty water, right?
Exactly. And you're looking, it's worthless.
Exactly. But if you have the RF signal, now you know, hey, I should take an image of that, you know, sector and take a little bit more attention to what's going on there, especially if it's like maybe a marine sensitive area or a wildlife refuge or some type of area of concern. Over land, it's a very similar situation, right? You know, you have these huge, large wilderness areas and you want to know, okay, along this massive border, what's going on near my border, right? What type of activities are occurring. So once again, it can allow you the focus, so you see activity, you see the radio waves, hey, maybe you want to do a tip and cue scenario, gather some additional information.
What are you showcasing here at the conference this year?
Yeah, so what's wonderful is with the new satellites up in orbit, and we're starting to collect kind of the new data sets, we've really broadened out the examples of how our data point to meaningful activity around the world. So we have at our booth an assortment of kind of vignettes where we focus on and show the insights that the RF data can provide to analysts and users. And one of the things early on we realized, we wanted to make sure the data was easily accessible. So the data sets can be imported into many common mapping tool sets, GIS tool sets, Esri, ArcGIS is an example. But in addition to that, for even users that maybe aren't like a mapping specialist, we've actually introduced an additional kind of tool set we call Mission Space, which allows us to easily import our data. And so it can be quickly viewed, see what data is occurring where in the world, focus your attention on that, gives you a lot of additional information about what's been collected so that you can kind of move on quickly into your analysis from there.
That's awesome. So, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that we didn't mention here today?
Only this is a wonderful opportunity here at being part of the Juint Symposium. A lot of great partners and other companies here that we work very closely with. I think a lot of what we're talking about here is the collaborative nature of the industry, how we're all working together to support on these critical needs globally. And, it's really no one data set often. It's the combination of the data that really gives you that full picture of what's occurring. So this new commercial RF is another beautiful layer to add to that data set and add this additional kind of insights that wasn't available easily before.
So. Yeah, and I know we're wrapping up, but one last question just came to me is, just to give it a good example of how this stuff is used purely commercially outside of government. Do you have one of those?
Yeah, so just early on, we discovered a lot of the more kind of global warfare environmental concerns related to the data. You could have issues like in the middle of Amazon, deforestation, illegal mining activities. I think with ships and illegal fishing activities. There's a lot of these type of things where it's hard to identify what's occurring without having kind of that little indicator saying, hey, you know, in this, you know, remote region of the world, look here, maybe there's an illegal mine that's been built. And a lot of governments even need access to this data just to keep an idea of what's going on in the back, you know, back into their large wilderness areas. So there's a lot of value from just a pure, you know, helping protect the ecology of the planet and proper use of resources.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And thank Hawkeye 360 for sitting down with us and talking about the company. And thank you, Adam, for joining us.
Yeah, wonderful. Nice talking with you, Adam.
Absolutely. We'll talk to everybody next time.